Google defines artificial intelligence as the theory and development of computer systems able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision-making, and translation between languages. Merriam-Webster defines artificial intelligence as an area of computer science that deals with giving machines the ability to seem like they have human intelligence and the capability of a machine to imitate intelligent human behavior. Founded in 1956 at a conference in Dartmouth College, artificial intelligence is also known as AI. Many attendees and future leaders predicted that by the next generation there would be a machine that was as smart as humans. Marvin Minsky, John McCarthy, Claude Shannon, Nathan Rochester, Ray Solomonoff, Oliver Selfridge, Trenchard Moore, Arthur Samuel, Alan Newell, and Herbert Simon were all the original scientists and participants that discovered and developed artificial intelligence. The introduction of artificial intelligence started when philosophers compared the way humans think to the mechanical manipulation of symbols. When doing neurology research, philosophers found out that the brain was an electrical network of neurons that fired in all-or-nothing pulses, which were digital signals, which was a theory developed by Claude Shannon. Alan Turing developed a theory that showed that any form of computation could be described digitally. There were similarities in these theories and research that suggested that it might be possible to construct an electronic brain.
The major issue that people have with artificial intelligence is the fear that they will replace humankind. Our purpose is to work, maintain our planet, and fulfill our basic needs to sustain life. Robots could easily replace us because these requirements are not as demanding for them as they are for humans. Many futuristic scientists believe that if we continue at the current rate of advancements for artificial intelligence, that robots' intellectual abilities will surpass humans by the end of this century. Stephen Hawking said, "I think machine intelligence will eventually surpass biological intelligence, and yes, there will be significant existential risks associated with that transition. If robots are created and humans are able to trust them enough, they are expected to make less errors, if any, and won't need compensation. Jobs in the auto industry will be the first to go, as many already have, and in the near future we may see robots in place of meteorologists, bankers, and scarily, doctors. A more current issue is how artificial intelligence is making humans lazy and dumbing us down. Artificial intelligence is dumbing us down because we no longer are required to learn as much as we used to. Calculators and search engines do all the hard work for us. Surprisingly, studies show that the human brain is more active during leisure time than during work. This just goes to show how lazy we have become physically and intellectually."
When discussing major players regarding artificial intelligence, major companies and researchers are now seeking new innovative ways to incorporate AI in our homes, workplaces, and even toys. There are many researchers working to make these technologies accessible to all people. Regarding the future directions of AI, as Homo sapiens, which translates as man the wise, our minds hold an abundance of intelligence. AI attempts to understand and mimic this intelligence. Though the future is tough to predict, many researchers find that at this rate, our daily lives will incorporate a lot of AI in the years to come. For example, we see a rise of AI in Generation Z with the new Hello Barbie, as we discussed in class. Artificial intelligence research is now experimenting with the notion of intrusion detection to prevent hackers and private communication channels, according to Jeremy Frank in his article titled "Artificial Intelligence and Intrusion Detection, Current and Future Directions." Another thing to consider when talking about the future of AI is what will happen to humans. Will our dependency affect our intelligence? Will these technologies replace us? These are some of the questions that will be discussed in the next episode in the series.